So I'm Olivia, as you know. I'm from Lincoln, Nebraska. So yeah, I'm just going to tell you my testimony. So my family and I, we grew up, I grew up going to a mega church in my home, Lincoln, and, you know, we were just like the typical Christian family. Like, you go to church every Sunday, you go to the vacation Bible schools that they have. And the church that we went to, they use an NASB. So at the time, Bob was helping my family with an issue that we had. So we decided that we were going to go down to Old Paths here every 6 weeks. And that was kind of, at the time, all my siblings, we were at a Christian church. So, I had heard of, salvation and all that. So I just kind of started asking questions, what does it mean to be a Christian? You know, how do I get saved? Am I saved? How do I deal with this sin debt that I have? So it was when I was about 7, I remember I was sitting on my mom's bed, and I dealt with that sin debt that I had, and I got saved. And I remember we called all my family after because I was so excited. And I don't, obviously, it was a while ago, so I don't, remember it amazing, but I remember my heart. I remember I remember when it happened, and, but the important thing, my salvation isn't based off of my memory of it. 1 John 5:11 tells me that I have a record. So after I got saved, we gradually, started getting more and more involved with Old Paths becoming our church, and then eventually we stopped attending at our old church, Berean. And then after camp of 2016, that's when we started hosting teams to come up and do Bible studies in Lincoln, and we would have people there and come. And then a couple years later, I got baptized under Old Paths, and then beginning of 2020, that's when I got discipled, and I went through discipleship 1 and 2, and just I had those people invest in my life, and that's what helped me in my relationship with the Lord. And so now we have more Bible studies in Lincoln. We watch the live stream. We come here as much as we can now. I'm discipling people, and I'm not telling you this just because, I'm far from perfect. I have a lot, but I'm just showing you how much the Lord has done in my life, and, he's blessed me so much. And something I kind of also want to talk about, I feel like it's easy, after hearing all these people up here and kind of talking about their testimonies, it's easy to be like, oh, I wish I've been in the weird world and done that stuff to, know what that's, have a testimony, because I feel like my testimony is so simple, but, sometimes people go out in the world and they don't come back, and, praise the Lord, I haven't had to experience that, and He's blessed me with this church, this family, my spiritual family, this pastor. So I just want to share a couple verses that really mean a lot to me. So first one is actually the very first verse that I memorized. It's Proverbs 8 verse 17. It's, I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. And that's just, I feel like that's been a really good representation of my walk with the Lord. And then the other verse is Proverbs 18 verse 10. It says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. I feel like that's just a great verse to go back to. And there's so much going on in the world. I'm a freshman in high school. All these people are I don't know. You find so many people who are they're depressed or they have all these mental issues. But I have that salvation that affects me eternally, but it also affects me now, that I can wake up and I can have that joy that other people don't have, and that, I can share with others too. And that's what I have. So, yeah.